From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry demanded Wednesday that Russia force Bashar al-Assad's regime to ground its air force in a move to revive hopes of a ceasefire in Syria's civil war. In an address to the U.N. Security Council, Secretary Kerry said efforts to find peace could yet be salvaged, but only if Moscow takes responsibility for recent airstrikes.
So I want to emphasize this, and I emphasize this to Russia. The United States continues to believe there is a way forward that, although rocky and difficult and uncertain, can provide the most viable path out of the carnage.
Moscow has rejected the idea that Russian or Syrian planes carried out Monday's strike on the UN aid convoy, and Sergei Lavrov told the council that there would be no more unilateral pauses by Assad's government forces. He had said that previous breaks in bombing by the government side had only allowed the rebels to rearm. A boat carrying migrants capsized Wednesday in the Mediterranean off Egypt's northern coast, killing 30 people and triggering an operation in which 150 others were rescued, according to officials. That vessel overturned off the port of the city of Rosetta. Some 60 schools and universities in eastern Canada were evacuated Wednesday over a series of bomb threats, including one received by police that appeared to have been bogus. No bombs were found, but administrators said the schools would remain closed throughout the day as police conducted another sweep, with classes expected to resume in the morning. This is VOA News.